This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden acknowledges Americans are feeling the effects of a rough 2 years. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
From the virus pandemic to economic volatility and high gas prices, the president says everything Americans count on has been upset. During a 30-minute Oval Office interview, he told the AP he's optimistic. Despite warnings from some economists, the U.S. could be headed for a recession. He says that's not inevitable. And he's dismissing Republican claims that last year's COVID aid plan was fully to blame for four-decade high inflation, calling the argument bizarre. Sagar Magani at the White House.
French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi, and President Klaus Iohannis of Romania visited Kyiv on Thursday in a show of support for Ukraine amid its battle to fend off Russia's invasion. The European Union Commission is considering whether to recommend Ukraine to be granted candidate status for European Union membership. After the talks between the four, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the four signaled Ukraine would be offered candidate status in the economic bloc. Now, the focus of the fighting continues to be in the eastern city of Severodonetsk, where Ukrainian forces say their troops are still holding out. Ukraine is also claiming some progress in taking back territory in the south. Zelensky said winning the war depends on the West continuing to arm Ukraine. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Another rights organization is speaking out against Russia's tactics in Ukraine. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Human Rights Watch says Russia is causing casualties and suffering among civilians in its war against Ukraine by using anti-personnel landmines that have been banned internationally. Human Rights Watch published a report Thursday documenting seven types of anti-personnel mines believed to have been used by Russian forces in Ukraine since the invasion began February 24th. The 19-page report says Ukraine appears to be respecting its obligations as a signatory of the international treaty prohibiting anti-personnel mines. Kyiv ratified that treaty in 2005. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Police say a lone gunman entered a church in the southern U.S. state of Alabama Thursday and opened fire on a small meeting, killing two people and wounding another. Officials said the unidentified suspect in the shooting at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in the Birmingham suburb of Vestavia Hills has been detained, according to the church website. A dinner where people bring food and share with one another was scheduled for Thursday evening. The church shooting is the latest in a series of recent shootings here in the U.S. that have again sparked debate about the need for gun reform. Well, President Joe Biden has signed legislation meant to make shipping goods across the country, across the oceans, that is, much cheaper and help lower retail costs. VOA's Make That AP's Norman Hall has that story for us.
At a White House signing ceremony, President Joe Biden blamed inflation on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, high fuel costs, pandemic supply chain issues, and gouging by shipping firms. Biden says nine large foreign-owned firms made $190 billion in profits in 2021, seven times higher than the year before.
The cost got passed on, as you might guess, directly to the consumers, sticking to American families and businesses because they could.
The Ocean Shipping Reform Act sailed through the House and Senate. Backers say the measure should prompt shippers to quickly lower cost, or lawmakers could take further steps, including examining antitrust exemptions. Norman Hall, Washington.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and other senior officials prepared aid to send to 800 families suffering from an unidentified intestinal epidemic, state media reported on Friday, as the country also battles its first COVID-19 outbreak. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.